I do, yeah.
The math preps?
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
something that you might carry money in would be a...
Oh, well, some people say purse, but I used to say pocketbook.
Do you mean, is this something that women have?
I refer to the pocketbook as just the large pocketbook.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, a billfold really would be what you'd carry the actual money in, maybe,
mm-hmm.
or change purse or something.
Okay.
Right.
And something that a woman might wear around her wrist.
Watch.
Okay, or some
bracelet.
Okay. And suppose you had a lot of little things strung together and you wore it around your neck. You'd call that a...
necklace.
Okay, but these things strung together.
Beads.
Okay. You'd call that a what? Beads.
String of beads.
Okay. And what did men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Yeah. I can't think of one.
Did you ever hear of
Galluses, yes. Mm-hmm. Galluses.
Is that a more old-fashioned name? Or who used to say that?
Galluses.
Well, I've heard Mother talk about galluses and pants having galluses on them, and she even made galluses for our skirts sometimes when we couldn't keep them up, you know. So, yeah, I've heard them called galluses quite a bit.
Well,
okay.
You can call them hair.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
Well, an umbrella, but we used to call it a parasol.
I think.
Was that the same thing, exactly?
It might not be, but I think it's the same thing. I don't really know if it is or not.
Is it? That word, the reason I ask is it kind of surprises me, because I never heard the word parasol used. You know, I'd read it maybe,
uh-huh.
and I always pictured it as something ladylike, you know.
Uh-huh. These little fancy ones, maybe. Uh-huh.
Is that how you pictured, or, let me say, would your father carry a parasol, or...
I just never thought about it because I think of both, but I always say umbrella usually now.
Uh-huh.
But usually mother, it seemed like mother said parasol quite a bit.
Just for
any umbrella, she just called it parasol. And
well, I thought bed spread.
This is something that you mentioned on the day. The last thing that you put on a bed.
I say a bedspread, but my husband says a counterpin. But really, I'd never heard counterpin too much. I had read it, you know, in books and things. But my husband usually says counterpin.
What do your parents and grandparents say?
They say bedspread. Because I never had really heard much about a counterpin.
Yeah. And the thing that you put your head on.
A pillow, but we've got bolsters, which is the long pillows that go all across the bed. Mother has them, I have one, and my grandmother has them. And but either they're pillows or bolsters, I'd say.
Okay. And what might you put on a bed for warmth? Something open?
Or a quilt.
Okay, what was that like?
Well, it's just a patch, same type of patchwork cover. I mean, it's you take scraps of material and sew them together, and then pad them with cotton and line them, and then quilt them. And it turns out to be a sort of a patchwork quilt.
Did you ever make any of those?
No, I haven't, but Mother has made lots of them. My grandmother made them all the time, and I've got quite a few of them that they gave me. And my younger sister, she actually has quilted, but I haven't.
People have started trying to collect them and stuff.
Uh-huh, they are. You know, you can order them now. They're kind of expensive, you know, in the catalogs now. But my mother and grandmother and different ones in the family, they made them. Made all of them we had.